From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. For baseball fans, this time of year is sacred. In many cities, ballparks are packed as good teams make their case for greatness and a World Series title. In South Florida, the Marlins are wrapping up their season, but they have no hope of a playoff run, and many of their fans have no hope at all. Phil Latzman of member station WLRN reports.
It's Monday afternoon under the September swelter at an open-air stadium in Miami built for football. So it's no wonder that I'm having a hard time finding fans of the home team watching batting practice an hour before the game.
Is any Marlins fans here? No Marlins fans here?
Fans do start showing up, but many of them are wearing the colors of the visiting St. Louis Cardinals. Don't think Marlins All-Star second baseman Dan Ugla hasn't noticed.
Yeah, it sucks coming back here after being on the road playing in front of 45,000 people with fans that are behind their team. It's just a home away from home for whoever's coming in.
With or without the visiting team's fans, the Marlins again ranked near the bottom of the league in attendance this season. After some searching, I did manage to find Fernando Castro, Jose Casas, and Kim Fugate wearing the home team's colors. And here's what they told me about why so few are here.
Anytime we get used to love a player, to root for him, when they get real good, they just change it.
Once you see him, you like him, you start appreciating him, and then they just get rid of him. That's kind of a letdown.
I was going to invent a uniform that has Velcro names, so we can just put on whatever name.
By any measure, it has been a bizarre season for the Marlins. Outfielder Chris Coughlin, the reigning National League Rookie of the Year, tore up his knee while shoving a shaving cream pie in the face of a teammate during a post-game celebration. Pitcher Ricky Nolasco hurt his knee while tying a shoe. Marlins president David Sampson says he has worn out cell phone batteries dealing with the team's travails.
The most injuries I've seen in my career, the most strange ball games, strangest things off the field. It's been quite a year.
Along the way, a manager was fired for not getting along with his star player. The team was involved in a wild brawl, and an opposing player was nearly impaled by a broken bat. Marlins also had a perfect game pitched against them, and team management decided to sell the unused tickets as souvenirs. Strangeness aside, Dan Ugla says he knows why fans are not showing up.
With things that have happened in the past and trading away your best players and trading away your fan favorites and your core players, you know, that's not the way to build a fan base.
Among the most notably departed in recent years are Josh Beckett, Miguel Cabrera, and this year fan favorite Cody Ross. While the Marlins may have more of a revolving door than most teams do, Sampson says it's just a symptom of the changeable nature of the game.
It's just a different world now with free agency. There's very few players who play their whole career for one team. The old days are gone.
And adding to the Marlins' problems, back in January, the team was publicly forced by both Major League Baseball and the Players Union to spend more of the money they get from revenue sharing. Sampson, though, denies they were chided for being cheap.
Do you feel like that you are putting enough into the payroll?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually not what happened, to tell you the truth. We had an agreement with the union that our payroll would be a certain amount. There was never anything that our payrolls had been too low at all.
The Marlins do have a mostly taxpayer-funded stadium going up in Miami. But while the team cried poverty to get it, the website Deadspin.com recently released leaked financial statements showing the team was profitable, even while asking taxpayers to pony up the bulk of the financing. The team was making as much as $40 million annually. The Marlins say those numbers, too, are misleading. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman, Miami.